Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps is hosted on Libsyn. Get up to 2 months of free podcast hosting for your show from Libsyn with the promo code Huntu. Check out the description for more details. Ghost Maps. Entry 73. New Manila, Philippines. Mark is an app developer. Tonight, at this Khatib coffee shop, he's sharing with me stories about his hometown of New Manila in the Philippines. After he told me about an incident that happened to him, his sister, and his cousins when they were kids, however, he seemed to get just a little choked up. I know that my grandmother was a frightening woman to a lot of people, he says. From what he told me earlier, Mark's grandmother certainly scared her son-in-laws, but Mark never said why exactly. He adds, with a wistful smile, that his grandmother doted on her grandchildren, though. She always wanted to keep her family close, he says. It's why her three daughters lived in homes on her compound along Broadway Avenue. Holding on that tightly, though, it was inevitably going to make it harder when someone wanted to break away. And eventually, that someone was Mark. It was tough for both of us, he says. We argued and we yelled and we cried, but after all that, I still moved out. Mark pauses for a moment, which allows me to interject and ask him to start this story from the beginning. Mark had left the family compound in the year 2000. Shortly after his 22nd birthday. By 2005, he had not only made a name for himself in the tech world, but was happily married. That year, together with his wife, he visited his grandmother, hoping to finally and completely reconcile with her. But I was ill throughout most of that trip, so we barely had time to talk, he says. They were civil to each other, certainly, and his grandmother even got along with his wife. But there was no reconciliation, not in any meaningful way that Mark had hoped. It was nice to be back in the compound, though, he says. The whole place still smelled like her perfume. Jasmine and something else I could never figure out. Soon, he had to leave again and went back to traveling around the world. As the years passed, Mark grew busier and busier. Him and his wife never wanted kids, so when work started affecting his marriage, their split was at least amicable. There was a stretch of time after that where I don't think I even had a permanent address, he tells me with a mirthless chuckle. As he grew busier, however, his grandmother also grew sicker. Mark initially wasn't too concerned. She was a very old woman by then, he says. She had lots of health scares before, and I figured she'd have lots of health scares for a good long while. So, Mark stayed focused on his work, checking in every once in a while with his sister Lisa, who still lived on the family compound. Lisa knew better than to try and force Mark to come back. Instead, she'd tell him that she was worried in a tone that she hoped conveyed the urgency. And it certainly did. But Mark still brushed it off. "She'll be fine," he always said. He honestly believed that too. Until the shadows started to appear. Always knock on a hotel room door before entering to let whatever spirits that dwelt there know that someone was coming in. That's one of the reasons he knew that this was something else. It started while he was staying at a 5-star hotel in London. He woke in the middle of the night, roused from his sleep by a sensation that he hadn't felt in a while. Something calling out to him. Neither evil or good, just a feeling. He opened his eyes, and for a moment, he could have sworn he saw a shadow of a person in the corner of his room. Mark immediately rolled over and switched on the light by his bedside. Nothing. No shadowy figure. After what happened to me as a kid, you can understand why I was jumpy, right? He says. If that had been a one-off incident, Mark would have chalked it up to a lack of sleep, jet lag, and any number of other factors. But a few weeks later, however, in a hotel in New York, it happened again. Just like before. As soon as he flipped on the lights, the shadow was gone. Months passed by after with no incident. But then again, in Kuala Lumpur, he saw it. This time, as he turned the lights on, the shadow didn't vanish immediately. It took just a moment longer to disappear, Mark says. And it was getting closer. By December that year, Mark was a nervous wreck. He knew that the shadow was an ill omen of some kind or a warning, but he wasn't sure of what. It was while staying at a hotel in the Marina Bay area of Singapore, actually, that it finally clicked for him. He woke that night with that same sensation, the same feeling that something was calling out to him. He looked around his room, almost numb now to the appearance of the shadow. But this time, it wasn't there. I switched the lights on, thinking that was gonna help me find a shadow. He laughs. Confused, Mark still looked around the room, trying to figure out what was happening. It was because he was so confused that he didn't notice it at first. A scent of jasmine and something else that he just couldn't place. In all my years of traveling, I've never come across a scent quite like my grandmother's perfume, Mark says, his voice shaking. Tears welling up in his eyes. He apologizes, but I tell him it's okay, and he can take his time. When I first met Mark, I thought that his wealth afforded him the luxury to not care as much as the rest of us. I realize now that it's not that. His casual vibe, his chill appearance, they are there because after all these years, this feeling still hits him like a ton of bricks. I started crying, he says, just weeping and sobbing loudly. But then Mark tells me a wave of calm washed over him. In his head, he suddenly heard his grandmother's voice. It's okay, she said. A minute later, Lisa called Mark. He knew before he even answered what she had to say. His grandmother had died. The scent of jasmine and something else hung in his room all night. Mark tells me that he needs to head off. Got an early morning meeting tomorrow with a company that wants to buy my new app, he says. I thank him for sharing his stories with me, and he does something that few people do in my line of work. He thanks me back.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Hantu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.